Okay, quiet in the studio, chaps. We're going to be talking about the armed forces today. Here we go.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic you can hear, but I'll have to ignore it.
They're probably army vehicles driven by men with lipstick and lots of nice, lovely locks. Here we go. Well, hello there, Mark. We are here for a conversation about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Aren't you excited to be talking about this, sir?
I can't wait. My favourite subject.
Your favourite subject? All right. Well, it's not Trevor's favourite subject.
No.
It's not Steve's favourite subject. No. But in actual fact, you are at one with me because I believe that this stuff is killing things in this country. And I believe that DEI must die.
Correct.
And we've got to actually plot its downfall within this conversation. And we need to get it moving.
Go on.
Okay. We will be the assassins of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Intellectually, of course.
Yes.
There we go. Well, I don't think very many people really understand what's going on. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. That means that different people in different bodies at different levels of the government are saying that we should have more diversity, irrespective of ability. We should have equity. I don't know what the hell they mean by that. And inclusion? Well, what are we going to do? I know. Why don't we get the illegal migrants working in the Home Office? How about that?
Well, from bad to worse.
Do you not think that that would actually be inclusion? Because they're having a say on how many of the freebies that this country are going to continue to give them for coming over illegally into this country. Sorry, that makes me sound far right. Sir, do we need a reduction in the quality of recruitment and its consequences?
Not really, sir. See, this is the problem with this diversity and inclusion. It wasn't such a massive problem, was it, when it was naff woke films and, I don't know, products like Bud Light and stuff that we could just choose to reject and boycott? I think it's pretty serious now when it's starting to damage the very structures that are actually designed to protect us, John.
Well, do you know that every one of the people that was so pro those issues with Bud Light are now no longer employed by the company?
It's a miracle. And they're actually trying to improve the image now of getting people on the other side of the argument who've been slating Bud Light to try and make them popular and relevant again.
I know. Do you think, say, for example, if we push it towards our armed services, for example, do you think it reduces the quality of recruitment?
Definitely.
Oh, I just heard that. Is this just like something coming in from an intergalactic message?
Busy road, mate.
Yeah. Well, I heard that Ming the Merciless actually wants to come on the wants to come on the podcast to give the intergalactic opinions on what's going on. I don't know. At the moment, I'm controlling the mute button, so I don't know. Anyway, is it a massive problem?
I'd say so. I mean, we've just had ex-army officers writing a letter, I think, to the to Grand Shapps, and they're not happy. In their words, it's doing monumental self-harm, and it's dangerous, and it's madness. And the armed forces should be a fighting power to defeat the king's enemies.
Correct.
And they're also having a little pop about the fact Christianity is kind of disappearing too. I mean, what this is doing, it's employing all the wrong people to all the wrong places.
Well, you can see it within the police.
Yeah.
You know, when we had that woman on there that was, you know, we spoke about her on a podcast, who was criticizing somebody for speaking or singing gospel songs outside of church grounds. They don't know what they're talking about.
No, but like the army, they want to relax security clearance. Now, that's a major security risk. Now, are they doing similar in the police? Because we've had numerous now, and it seems to be a daily or a weekly occurrence of police officers in trouble for things that they really should not be doing.
The head of the Met is actually making excuses for them and saying, well, you know, they're doing their best. They made a mistake. Sorry, that doesn't work. He actually sounds like the head of Homeland Security in America, Mayorkas, who they're trying to impeach.
Yeah.
They're doing us damage. And it's internal. We're fighting against people that are actually doing us harm in this country. And we're employing them and paying them.
It's degrading the recruitment across all sectors. That's going to weaken them more massively. I mean, look at the government. It's rife through there. I mean, they're saying they're going to clear this up, but it's them who've got 93-odd diversity officers in the MOD. It's them now who can't deport illegal foreign aliens who are committing crimes because of all this stuff.
Yeah,
dug their own hole here. It's funny the way it's, you know, there's an election coming up and now they're going to fix it.
Oh, Ron of Shanks course.
He's ready for battle now, is he?
Yeah.
Apparently he's saying we're not going to weaken the recruitment, we're not going to relax security clearance. Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you there. Yeah. How can we kick back against these things, Mark?
Well, that's a good thing, really. I mean, it's failing. It is actually failing in a lot of circumstances, this DEI. And when you look at why the advocates for it say it's failing, it's quite funny, really, because they say it's lack of funding and people aren't taking it seriously. Well, that one, they've probably got a point. A lack of diversity at management level. And whatever structural ism or phobia there is at the time needs to be fixed first properly to implement it. So that's a convenient excuse for not being able to do it properly, isn't it? Because that's just going to go on forever. But we know actually, really, that the results show us that it's discrimination, plain and simple.
Absolutely.
The problem with the weakening the recruitment is it narrows the talent pool. So you're not getting the best people applying for the jobs. And if you are, they're not being given the chance. Like with Bud Light, it's clear now the money men know this loses money.
Yep. And people this is are why not into it.
This is why they're rolling back on it, especially the businesses that are there to make money. See, when it's government departments that are just spending ours, they're not in such a hurry to sack them all, are they? But, and then at the extreme end of it, it's putting children at risk. It's affecting their education. And it's extremely divisive. And that's just to name a few, really. But what should we do to shut it all down then? Well, I think we need to close all DEI departments straight away. You could literally give them people other jobs, what they were suited to in other roles, which is probably why they're there in the first place.
But not at the same level of pay. Because have you seen the salaries of some of these diversity officers within these corporates and within the councils and public? It's just, you know, what the hell? It's over 100 grand.
It is. I think the reason this has been allowed to sneak in is just the fear of speaking out against it. And I think when they say it's not taken seriously, I think corporations are just throwing money at it, hoping that then they'll be left alone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're throwing money at it, but they're not really taking it seriously. But it's the fear, because if you speak out against this, you're labelled bigots, you're given a down score on your DEI or whatever it is. So they've got to come in hard now. Scrap all the diversity quotas. Start choosing the best people for the job. It should be judged on merit, but then that's gone downhill. And then use this money wisely then. Pull the fund, use it to hire better staff for the job and then better training about that actual job. Otherwise, I'm afraid these people are going to be on the wrong side of history. They're going to ruin their businesses for sure. And at worst, probably the safety of our nation.
Well, I totally agree with you. So the thought for the day is, let's scrap DEI. It has to die. Let's get rid of it because it's the best man or woman for the job.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes these people have these good ideas and they want to implement them with good intentions, but it doesn't end the way they'd like it to, which might explain why it's not like that in the first place, you know?
Okay. And I'll say it again. Best man or best woman for the job?
Just men and women, yeah.
That's right. Okay, sir. Well, in that case, then, that's been a great conversation for Thought for the Day, and we're going to move it out.
Just common sense, isn't it, landlord?
Common sense. Common sense, sir. Okay. And isn't it common sense that we haven't got Steve on here? Otherwise, this wouldn't be just like a sort of a 10-minute talk. This would be a 2-hour talk.
Oh, bless him.
No. Don't bless him. The Church of England should excommunicate him. just for the ums and ahs, you know, when he speaks.
Get rid of him. Ship him off back to Scandinavia.
Something like that, yeah.